Momentic has just raised $15 million to automate software testing using AI. And as someone who has a software company, AI Box, testing is a massive pain point when it comes to pushing updates. Sometimes you'll have a perfectly working piece of software or tool. You'll do a bunch of updates to add a new feature. And, you know, it just for some reason goes and breaks another feature, another element, something that you weren't expecting, or something that you write. You weren't expecting for people to click on a certain way or behave in a certain way. And it breaks things. There's a bug, there's a glitch, you got to go fix it. It's a big headache. And so software testing is a really big industry. It's obviously very important. There's many people that it's their job to test software. More and more people are finding ways to write automations that can do a lot of it automatically. But companies that are able to go and do this from scratch using AI are incredibly valuable. And that is what Momentic is attempting to do. So today on the show, I want to cover what they're doing, why they're different, how they are able to raise $15 million. But before we do that, if you want to try any of the AI models I talk about on the show here, and you don't want to have to pay subscriptions every single time you want to try a new AI company, go check out AIbox.ai. That's my own software startup. And you get access to over 40 of the top AI models. We're adding new ones all the time in text, image, audio. You get all of the best models. And the cool thing is you can chat with Claude and ChatGPT and Gemini all in the same thread. You can also compare the responses side by side. So you could get it to regenerate the same response, but with different models, and see which one you like the best. It's super useful, and I hope it saves you a ton of money. It's only $20 a month to get access to all of them. I'll leave a link in the description. Okay, let's talk about what Momentic is doing. Right now, I think product demos, they get a lot of attention, but software development more often is, you know, doing the hard things, debugging, quality assurance, testing. It's not super glamorous, but it is really important work that basically keeps software running the way it should. And increasingly, it's being done by AI. And I think this is something that no one is shocked about. I, for one, think it's a great use of AI. Recently, AI testing startup Momentic, like I mentioned, they raised their $15 million. This is their Series A round, and it was led by Standard Capital. They also had a bunch of other players coming in the round, including Dropbox Ventures. They had some existing investors at Y Combinator, FCVC, Transpose Platform, and Carmen Ventures were also all coming in. All of this new funding is building on their $3.7 million seed round, which they did in March. So they've raised a lot of money, almost $19 million to date. And they make a lot of different tools for software testing and verification. It's definitely a niche that is currently occupied by a lot of open source frameworks. There's Playwright, there's Selenium. Those tools are pretty complex, if I'm being honest. They do have fine-grained controls. Momentic is trying to use AI to essentially make the process a lot more simpler and effective. This is what they said about it. This is Wee-Wee Wu, who is their co-founder, said, "We help our customers make sure their products work. They can describe the critical user flow in plain English, and our AI will automate it." Wu and also his co-founder, Jeff Ann, both have backgrounds in developing tools at companies. They've worked at Qualtrics and WeWork. Wu had a bunch of contributions to Node.js. I think the biggest constant for all of these different companies is just like verifying the code. Wu was talking about this and said, quote, "Testing has been the biggest pain point for every team I've ever worked with." And so because of this, Momentic AI is trying to do this kind of AI approach that has a ton of different clients. I think they already have over 2,600 users across their customer base. They have a lot of different companies. They have Notion, Xero, Built, Webflow, Retool, and they haven't actually announce what their revenue, what their profitability figures are, which to be honest, makes me think it's not insane, but it's probably pretty decent considering they're able to convince investors to put another $15 million into the company. I would say that they are automating testing, which makes them, it makes this much easier to perform this at scale. So if you think about this, what you might have just given, you know, your app to one tester and they kind of run through everything and make sure everything works one pass. If you want to really be certain, you could get AI to do like 10 passes. There's a lot of different things you can do, and it would really drive the total volume up to what was not possible before, and the quality, because they're going to find things that other people may have missed, little bugs, little glitches, and they'll be able to find them, flag them, you'll either fix them or have maybe even AI come in and fix them at some point. All of this is really, really incredible. So Wu estimates that in the last month, the company automated more than 200 million test steps, which is quite phenomenal. Now, I will say it's not like, you know, they ran through an app 200 million times. Test steps are little tiny components and little tiny pieces inside of that. And you might have dozens or hundreds in one test run. So it's not, you know, it's not like you can understand how they got from 2,600 users to 200 million. You got to kind of divide that. But right now, the company's biggest competitor are actually the foundation models themselves. OpenAI and Anthropic both have tutorials on agentic testing, building on their models. So just kind of plug straight in. And specifically, it's built on top of the computer use capabilities. So you can think of things like OpenAI has their agents built into ChatGPT. It's kind of like that. It's like screenshotting the page, looking at everything on the page, trying to click on everything and seeing what the response is. It kind of looks like it's a video when you have something like, you know, when you have something like Atlas browser using OpenAI's agent take over your screen and do things, but really just kind of taking a screenshot, clicking, and understanding what's going on. So it's this computer use, this kind of like vision capability that they're using in order to automate a lot of this testing, which is cool because it's running through everything like an actual human would. I think as the models like OpenAI and Anthropic are getting more sophisticated, the opportunity for enterprise SaaS companies like Momentic might actually shrink. It's going to get a little bit more tricky. For now, Wu and the whole company at Momentic is really focused on building out the product with all of this new funding. They launched support for mobile environments in August, which I think is really awesome. And they're hoping to build a lot more capable use case management once it has a few more engineers on board. So that's kind of what they're focused on. Basically, the way that they see it right now, all of the automated code that is happening right now, we're using tools like Lovable and all of these different tools to do this automated coding. They're going to produce a ton of new apps, a ton of new software, and you're going to need a lot more demand for these types of tools that can also automate the testing. So this is the quote they said was, all of these apps need testing. They care about quality and we're going to provide it for them. I think this is great, especially if you start looking at the fact that when you do vibe coding and you make a lot of these vibe coded apps, you can have security vulnerabilities. If you're not a developer, you don't really understand if your code is spaghetti code, if it's well put together, if it's likely to have glitches or bugs or errors when you add new features in the future. And so I think more than ever, if you're not a developer, these type of tools are going to be incredibly useful. Now, if you're a developer, it's just going to save you a lot of time, but it could be critical for people that are vibe coding. So I think this industry is going to get much bigger. The big question to me is, will they be able to take over, or is someone like Momentic going to get crushed by OpenAI and Anthropic adding these natively into their platforms? That's going to be the big battle. Now, if they're specifically only doing that, I do think that there's hope and I think there's a vision for them to do quite well. So I'll be following the company. I'm excited for Momentic. Sounds like a phenomenal company doing great things. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed the show, if you learned anything new, make sure to leave a rating and review on the show. It really helps it out to find more amazing people like yourself. So it would be a huge favor and I would really appreciate it. Also, make sure to check out AIbox.ai to get access to all of the top AI models in one place for $20 a month. All right, have a fantastic rest of your day.